sports updates, the post-primary school ball games quarterfinals in Arua City have ended, but not without security incidents which were quickly quelled. We have a report.
The post-primary ball games 1 quarter finals majorly concluded peacefully in Arua City, as the security that is working in conjunction with the management of the games was able to prevent cases of violence in some of the venues where tension was likely to erupt. The 8 teams that qualified for the quarterfinals were drawn to play in 4 different venues at the same time and dispersed as planned. Drazophilium, the chairperson of the Sports Teachers Association in the city, gives an overview on the proceedings of the games.
The discipline has been okay, and also the security team also have been moving around from Moni Primary Playground. RSS won by 1-0. In Iruva Primary School, normal time ended 1-1. Tarantino won 4-2 in penalty. So it is Tarantino advancing from Ruva Primary School. Then from Inze Primary School, the normal time ended 3-1 from Vara SS. It is in Vara that has advanced to semi-finals. The semi-finals will be played on Monday, but we have not decided which venues to use.
However, though the contest between St. Joseph's College Ombachi and Arua Public at Jiako majorly went peacefully at the initial stages, things are about to change from good to bad after St. Joseph's College Ombachi won in penalties. Adnan, an official who was in charge of the venue, testifies on the situation.
When Ombachi won the penalty, immediately Arua Public students started throwing at the football pitch, but the security intervened. The situation calmed a little bit, but when the Ombachians started celebrating, they were kind of stone scum. When they started again throwing, the security has to shoot out around 2 or 3 tear gas. Ombachi won 3-2 in penalty shootout.
After the conclusion of the game between Nile High Secondary School and Arua Secondary School, complaints arose from the side of Nile High Secondary School over the eligibility of a player that played for Arua Secondary School. And because of this, some SRT, a member of the Head Teachers Games Committee, urges such complaints to follow the right procedures to be resolved amicably.
Normally, when there are complaints, we request the concerned schools to put it in writing. Once this is written and submitted, there's a committee that sits to handle it.
The schools that qualified for the semi-finals are now awaiting the next set of games that will possibly usher them to the finals before the closure of the month. Sunday, Amanding, reporting for Radio Patches.